Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Come on, smile. You gotta do it. Hope everybody had a good old weekend. It is time to get the week started, however, though. It is the 19th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, unfortunately, we start off with bad news on a Monday. Imagine that, particularly if you're employed at Skype over in the UK. Yes, unfortunately, Microsoft is closing its Skype office in London, laying off about 400 employees. And the reason why for the layoffs, at least according to Microsoft, is they made the decision to unify some engineering positions. Now, according to Microsoft, Skype will still maintain offices throughout the world, including other several locations across Europe. Although it must be said, it seems the layoffs still kind of indicate a shift in priorities for Skype. That actually has been happening ever since Microsoft took over the product. Meaning that Microsoft is kind of slowly but surely replacing its own employees with Skype employees that have already been there. Oh, the cold winter months are coming up in a lot of parts of the world, and you're going to be needing those gloves for your iPhone, but don't expect to be using them with your iPhone 7. Nope. That's because that home button, it's going to require your actual skin contact on it for it to work. Yeah, I'm talking about that new solid-state home button. Now, sure, for us to unlock our phone, of course, we had to remove our gloves. It was just the way it was. But now, if you need to get back, tap, or do any sort of things that you normally do with a home button, you're going to have your bare old fingers on top of it, or thumb. So, if you're in dire need to use your phone in the winter months, be prepared for some frostbite. Well, Pokemon Go is still alive and strong, although I would say it's as alive as it once was. But now we got a few accessories to add on top of the game. Yes, I'm talking about Pokemon Go Plus. And if you're still in love with the game and you've got about $35 to spend, then this might be for you. Granted, a lot of people that are still in love with the game have been waiting for these things to arrive, and now they have. For those of you who don't know what the heck I'm talking about, the Pokemon Go Plus is a small device that lets you enjoy Pokemon Go when you're on the move, and you don't have to look at your smartphone all the time. Or you could get an Apple Watch. It is really up to you. What it does, it connects to your smartphone over Bluetooth, thus allowing your phone to stay in your pocket so you can get all your daily activities that you should be doing done, but you're still playing Pokemon instead. You know, it's a thing. With the Pokemon Go Plus, you'll be able to play and enjoy your walk, your run, your hikes, your park trips, blah, 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 without ever having to look at your smartphone again. Gonna be interesting to see how many of these things actually sell. A few months ago, I would have said the billions. Now I might be thinking the thousands. And finally, pigeons. No, they're not just for homing anymore. These little damn birds can actually read. Well, kind of, at least according to the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Yeah, they found that some pigeons can actually be trained to understand some words. Let's take that with a pinch of salt. Apparently, what these scientists did, I don't know, with their extra spare time. They trained 4 small pigeons, and they trained them to tell the difference between 4-letter words. And no, it's not the 4-letter words you're thinking of. We're talking about words like very, but they changed the spelling on the things. Instead of saying very, as in V-E-R-Y, they changed the spelling to V-R-E-Y. Amazingly, the birds were able to tell the difference. Now, of course, just like with any animal that us humans are trying to train, we reward them with the treat if they get the correct answer. In this case, the pigeons got wheat. But they were thrilled. Funny enough, they didn't disclose in the study what happened if they got the answer wrong. Hopefully, they didn't zap the poor suckers. Then again, maybe that's what really helped the pigeons all along. Pigeon Harry turned to Pigeon Billy and said, "You know, Pigeon Larry, he ain't with us no more, so I think it's that one over there." If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, britishtechnetwork.com. You know the destination. Get on over there. Get subscribed to all the podcasts. Find us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out in our BTN Slack room with all those beautiful people over there. That's at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, shall be returning for your Tuesday installment with, I sure hope, a hell of a lot better news than we had today. Gosh, today's news sucked. We'll see what we can do for you tomorrow. But until then, try your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you very much for listening.